No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Dennis and RV Tom joining us to round out the crew today on Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. The reason is he has nothing better to do because he's gimping along right now. On the mend after, you got like a ankle replacement or something?
Well, did they remove your ankle from a different orifice or something?
Right.
Well, they stuck my foot somewhere else, but now.
Whoa, at least he got it back, but it was broken.
After 70 years of abuse to my ankle between break my ankle playing baseball, falling out of a helicopter one time, landing on my right ankle, going through a windshield on a car, and on a motorcycle ankle, I twisted my foot backwards. So about five accidents, my right ankle finally said, enough is enough.
Okay. I thought you were alluding to putting your foot up someone's backside.
Well, I've done that a few times when I was.
That's probably what caused this.
That was
all
the
of
final
those first
straw.
Officers he had to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I stuck my ankle so far off to my kneecap. That's why I had to have my knee replaced too, get it wedged up there.
Okay. But, knee bone connected to the ankle bone. One of those. So you've been on the mend, but you look good. I can see. You know, on our closed caption video today, you seem like you're doing all right, but you've been gimping around, not flying. I assume this keeps you out of your aircraft, or what?
Well, I've been on a scooter, so I can't even. The biggest thing right now, I just got into a walking boot this past Friday, three or four days
ago. Well, screw walking. I don't care about that. I want to know about the flying part. I mean, is it keeping you out of the plane too?
Well, I got to walk to get into the airplane. I got to step. Well,
he's got to climb up on the wing. You know, you can't get a winch and just get lowered in.
Well, you could. That would be an interesting idea. But you're just waiting to mend up long enough. Then you'll just do it on your own willpower. I assume, right?
Right. No. Okay. If I would have kept my velocity, I would have been able to just step right into it, just like getting into a car or a truck. But with the RV 7 or 9, you got to be able to step under the wing and get inside. So two more weeks
and you'll be good to go. Weeks. So has the RV been just sitting there not being used?
Just sitting there looking pretty.
Oh man, that has to hurt. I mean,
it does hurt.
You'd like check your video surveillance cameras at the hangar every now and then. Just, oh, there she is. Oh boy. You know, that kind of thing.
I do. I got a camera on the outside of the hangar and one on the inside. Yeah. When my hangar mate shows up, I watch him walking inside there. I'm thinking, don't you bump into my little airplane. Don't you dare.
Right. So, yeah. What do you call your aircraft? Do you have a name for her or no? Like,
what's that?
Dennis. Do you have a name for your airplane? Like Dennis calls his airplane after his wife, Dory.
I just call mine
airplane.
RV9.
RV9. Okay. Yep. Well, all right. You're one of those.
Kind of sounds romantic when you think about
RV9. If you're a Battlestar Galactica person, you could just call it, you know, or Star Trek, you know, you had 7 of 9 or whatever was the character.
Yeah.
Numbers. Yeah. So you could just name them, you know, it could be number 6.
Yeah. Maybe, we could help you do that. Tom, I'm kind of surprised you don't have a name for your airplane. Honestly, I thought you were one of those type of, pilots, but no, you've never been a pilot that names his aircraft other than the model number?
Spirit of United.
Huh.
Well, yeah. United, we named it something like Gordon Bethune or something like that. But now my own airplane, I've named all my boats that I've ever had, but I just haven't named my airplane. That's a good thought. I'll actually
think about that.
By next episode, I'll have a name for it.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a mission if you choose to accept it.
I do.
All right.
But I did get a text message from Tom a couple weeks ago, though, asking if I'd been out to his hangar and stole his airplane, because apparently there was a photo circulating around the internet of somebody flying around in an RV9.
Yeah.
And it looked like a doppelganger of me.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Like, did you come over and steal my plane while I was laid up in the hospital?
Yeah.
No.
You had seen it. Wow.
Does that look like Dennis or what?
It does, kind of. God help him. That poor boy.
That poor guy.
But who's the guy in the other seat? Do you know either one of them, or you just saw them?
I had no idea, but it was just somebody was flying around in their RV9, and they're happy, and they're just saying that flying my RV9 with my friend from Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, we're doing true airspeed of 168 knots at 62% power at 4,500 RPMs. Gotta love this plane.
Yeah. And so, you're like, wait a minute, I better check my ring camera real quick, make sure my plane's still in the hangar. Is that kind of what happened, or what?
I checked it right away, then I gave Dennis a message, and I said, what are you doing with my airplane?
But okay. All right, so 2 weeks.
That being said, knowing Dennis how competent he is, if he ever wants to come over and borrow my airplane for a few days or take a trip or something, he's more than welcome.
Okay, well, that could happen. Actually, coming up on the show today, we got to talk about some flights that are that have already happened, and some that we're going to do a little in a few days to talk about next week. But we got that an update on the Air Coupe that I'm using to do my flight training in is coming up on the show today for sure. But Dennis, you actually sent me a text and said, "Okay, I got you covered. We're good for skydiving." Is that the case?
Well, yeah, because remember you've said you always wanted to skydive. Well, it turns out I might be the new diver driver at the Everglades Airport, or at least the part-time backup guy.
A diver driver? What are you going to take a dive?
That's the pilot that flies the skydivers up to altitude and throws them out the back.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, when you say that, is it you're a diver driver? That doesn't sound great from a pilot
skydiver
standpoint.
Driver.
I get it, but I don't know if that's the best terminology to use.
That's literally the term that they use within the community, I guess. Diver driver's a pretty common
driver. I know what you're saying. It's for skydiving, but you know, when I'm in the airplane, you know, diving doesn't sound like the type of activity I want to partake in when I'm the pilot in command. But maybe it's just me.
That is exactly what we did, because we're flying in a Cessna Caravan, your dream airplane,
right?
But not
sweet.
On floats.
Yeah.
We have it's on wheels, back doors. It's got the roll up back door for the divers to be able to get out of.
Okay.
But we take off and climb up to 14,000 feet, let them off over the drop zone. And as soon as the last guy's out, it's hang a left and join the left downwind from 14,000 feet. We literally make the entire pattern in one turn. So you are literally diving back down. We were on the ground before the last of the parachutes hit.
Okay. And so you just, that's you want to get down
ride.
So you
Let
can see
you.
Them if their chute didn't open? You want to be there to capture it on video? Is that the goal?
Yeah, get down there before they close the airport and we can't land yet.
Yeah, maybe. That might be the thing. But so how did this happen?
Well, it's nice to have friends.
Yes.
One of my neighbors, that is one of his part-time gigs. He's the backup pilot for this drop zone.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Hey, do you want to come fly?" Like, "Yep. You know, let's go fly a caravan. I've always wanted to." He gave me one ride, you know, a year or two ago.
Right.
But we did seven loads on Saturday, and you know, it was a lot of fun because this is probably the most powerful aircraft I've flown.
Yeah.
900 horsepower Cessna Caravan, and hauling these people up 1,000 feet a minute all the way up to 14,000 feet. The plane doesn't care.
Yeah. Did it feel like that powerful of an aircraft compared to what you fly with your Mooney or a Cessna?
On the takeoff roll, definitely. You can tell that there's a lot more power, but in the air, the thing flies like a Skyhawk. It really does. And that's not just being, you know, an anecdote. I mean, it really is so docile. You can't believe it. But it's a big airplane. I mean, there's a lot of plane there, but it handles just like a little Skyhawk.
Right. Were you able to land it and the whole thing? You did everything yourself?
No, I did. I did it all.
Did it handle like a 172, 182 when you're landing a big craft like that, even though it's, you know, just like 182, but bigger?
Yeah, it does. The hardest thing to get adjusted to, though, is the fact that they want to do quick turns because it costs money to fly the plane. So that's why they do that diving descent. And you're literally... prop is at idle, so you have a 108-inch propeller up front that's just a big flat disc that's acting like a massive speed brake. You point the nose down, this thing does not accelerate as you're heading down, and you're just watching the altimeter unwind.
Yeah.
And then you pull it out level and just hold it level as you come over the threshold at like 115 knots.
And this is all after you've dropped your load.
Yep.
Okay, we'll leave it at that for now. More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need an escape from reality for a while? Your favorite scuba action star, Mike Scott, is back in an all-new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From the brilliant mind of author Eric Douglas comes the thriller that started it all. Listen as Mike unravels the death of a girl, the protest of new development, and the systemic destruction of coral reefs, all against the stunning backdrop of Grand Cayman Island. This one's got it all. Submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface. When he was ready and completely relaxed, he wrapped his arms through the straps of the sea cushion and gently slid into the water.
Dive back into adventure with Cayman Cowboys. Also available, Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lion Fish. Download all five audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.